morning, everyone. Welcome to Badass Unscripted. Thanks for joining. It's bright and early in the morning here. It's a cool autumn day in Canada. How is it where you are? Here's something I want to talk about. I want to talk about time management. Listen, if you've got things you need to get done in a week, in a month, in a year, you got some goals, you have some objectives. I'm assuming you've settled into an organization somewhere as a coach or as a leader, and you're trying to help people with their agile adoption. And if that's true, you should have some targets. When are you going to have certain things done by? Are you on the hook for training? Are you on the hook for adoption? Are you on the hook for evangelism? Spreading the word? Setting up reporting structures? Whatever it is you're on the hook for. Or even if you're not on a contract or with a client or doing a gig right now, you may be looking at some of the other recommendations I've made, like having your own voice, putting your own voice out there. So maybe you're doing a podcast of your own. Maybe you're writing a book. Maybe you're writing a blog. Point is, you've got some goals. You've got some things you want to achieve. And one of the things that you hear about and you experience every time you start with a new client is that if you need help from people to build some things, to do some things, everyone's full up on meetings. And then the minute you land there, the first thing they want to do is steal up your entire day sitting in those meetings with them. These 2-hour long meetings that people come out of rubbing their eyes going, oh, that was awful. So why do we do it? You know, meeting culture is particularly treacherous in my view. So here's what you want to do if you want to achieve exceptional results. If you want to be able to kick butt, set some goals and nail it and hit some home runs, here's what you need to do. Number one, you have to set aside time to do those things. Whether it's creative time to write, whether it's time to record your podcast, or maybe it's time to shoot some video, you got to carve time out. So every single day, you should have a block off of your calendar first thing in the morning where you do your most important work. Now, your most important work could include team stand-ups. It could include, you know, there's like a big executive status meeting that you have to go to. That's okay. But aside from that, nobody books inside that time. Now, when you first start, it's a bit difficult because people are going to ask for your time and you're going to have to get good at saying no. And when you say no, you're going to want to give them a reason. You're going to want to have a because in there. And you're not going to be comfortable saying, that's my time. That's my time to move the dial on my most important objectives. So in the beginning, don't tell people that. In the beginning, just say, I have another commitment at that time. Could we book something in the afternoon? And eventually people will realize that they don't know what you're doing with your time, but if you're hitting home runs, they're not going to care. That's the badass truth. So do it today, 5 days a week, no kidding. Book an hour, 2 hours, or even if you're particularly brave, book 3 hours. Now you got to use that 3 hours to do meaningful work, which means you need to set intention. You should have weekly goals and you should have daily goals. You should know what you're going to do with that time. Write it down. I write mine down on a sticky. Go back to my episode on stickies and dots. And I have a set of priorities, things that I got to nail, things that are going to move the dial forward on my objectives. It might be a meeting I have to set up. It might be someone I got to call, an email that I have to send, materials that I have to build, a speech that I have to give, something I have to do with my team, help that I need to recruit. Whatever it is, that 3 hours in the morning is my time to get those things done, check them off the list. And then tomorrow I adapt. Now, my priorities might change. People might need me to go sit on a client project or do something else, join a status meeting, help with a certain initiative. So of course things change, but you have to protect that creative time. I do mine in the morning because the morning is when I am most productive, most creative, my brain is fresh. I got tons of discipline early in the morning. The afternoon, it can sometimes wane a bit, but this is something that you absolutely must do. Book the time. Don't let anyone interfere with that time. Don't be afraid to say no. Protect that time with your life and set intentions so that you're using that time to actually deliver massive, massive results. Trust me, if you do this, people will come up to you and say, how do you manage to get so much done in a day? But it is very, very tempting to say, I can't do that where I work. Yes, you can. You might say, you don't understand the culture. We have morning is time for, you know, our hour-long meetings and get-togethers. Hour-long meetings are a waste of time. This is another rule that I have. Unless you are actively engaged in a working session where you are solving problems, eliciting requirements, or doing some hardcore planning, generally speaking, an hour-long meeting is useless. So make your default meeting time 30 minutes or less. To my mind, a status meeting should be on a Kanban board anyway, physical or digital. So what is it exactly that you need to discuss for 1 hour? Probably nothing. Try keeping it to 15 or 30 minutes. And that's another statement you're going to have to make to your team. You simply say, I don't book 1 hour meetings. I don't book 2 hour meetings. If this sounds rude and arrogant to you, consider this. The purpose of agility is not to free up all this time so that you can sit in a room and not participate, stare at the ceiling, roll your eyes, drift off into space. The purpose of agility is to free up our time by doing the most important work so that we have more time to do the most important work. Doesn't that make sense? So if that's the case, and you're bringing agility to an organization, and all you're doing with it is making more time for 2 hour meetings, what have we really achieved? That's something for you to consider. So try it this week. Start by booking that time slice off every single day. Don't miss a day. And do not let anyone interfere with that block of time that you've carved off and see what a difference it makes. Block off the time, set your week and day with intention. Don't be afraid to say no and keep your meetings to 30 minutes or less and see what a change it makes in your life. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to next time. And until then, stay badass.